This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, folks, we got ourselves another metaphor story, the kind I love to talk about. And you're going to say, Kevin, why are we talking about a cheating chess champion? And I'm going to make it all understandable here in just a second. Welcome, people. It's Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. Lots of cool stuff coming up. So glad you guys are so supportive of our work and the things that we're doing. I can't thank you enough. I say this with the most heartfelt thank you I could possibly give you. I appreciate your notes. I appreciate your encouragement. And you know what? Most of us that are listening to this program, we got more years behind us than we do in front of us. But we know how important it is, and that's why you're here. And I appreciate you being here. But let's talk about these leftists a little bit, because I'm going to give you a story about a leftist. This is in the New York Post. It says, an American chess grandmaster, Hans Niemann, previously admitted to cheating twice in the past, but a new investigation reveals that he may have done it way more than that. Conducted and released by Chess.com, a 72-page report alleges that the 19-year-old champion likely received illegal assistance in more than 100 online games, the latest of which occurred as recently as 2020. Those matches include contests in which prize money was awarded. So I just want to set the backdrop. We all know the name Bobby Fischer, greatest chess champion ever. The guy had a mind like no other when it comes to strategy and how chess is played. A bit of a kooky guy, but most geniuses are. And of course, Bobby had many, many quirks when he played chess and all that. But here's the one thing you can say about Bobby Fischer. He didn't cheat. He didn't have to cheat. Bobby Fischer earned everything that he got. He spent the time. Sure, some of it was natural ability, but he spent the time and he learned and he studied chess. This 19-year-old grandmaster, Niemann, let me just read what they said. This goes against Niemann's previous statements, claiming that he cheated in his youth when he was just 12, and then again as a 16-year-old. So very early on, this kid was already cheating. See, he didn't want to have to earn it. This is what the way leftism is. It says, you know what? I emulate that Bobby Fischer. He's an amazing guy. I have a shortcut. I don't need to really know it. We now have computer technology that can defeat even the best of chess champions. These computers are smarter than... Remember when Bobby Fischer played Big Blue, or Kasparov played Big Blue? One of these guys? And Big Blue, it was all that computer could do to keep up. And I think it beat the guy more times than it lost, and they had a couple of draws. Well, now the computers are so advanced that even Bobby Fischer couldn't beat them. But here's what's also interesting. They're so advanced that you can run an AI program on your cell phone, and somebody could give you, it's kind of like Vegas. They could give you a little thing on your leg that tells you, you know, F4 to G2 or whatever. I don't know, you can tell what I know about chess probably with that. But the point is, they can tell you what moves to make, and you don't have to be a chess champion anymore. You can mimic the moves. You can come out of nowhere. Now, and we also have technology, Bluetooth, little things you can insert in your ear, all kinds of stuff, that somebody could watch the board and be telling you what to do from the audience, even in a live match. And that's what this guy did. This guy, he was the Lance Armstrong of chess. He said, the International Chess Federation, the chess world governing body, is meanwhile conducting its own investigation into his match against Magnus Carlsen, in which Carlsen resigned after just one move, later reasoning that he suspected his opponent was cheating. Still, the report highlighted many remarkable signals and unusual patterns in Hans's path as a player that merit further investigation based on the data. Let me just save you the suspense. This kid knows how to play chess, okay? But I'll tell you what, this kid has been cheating his whole life. He's been taking shortcuts. And somebody was in a cabal with him, and they believe it is his coach. They're saying that, by the way, this guy, the coach, has been kicked out of the Federation because they know that he's been known to cheat. In other words, to dope. He's doping his players. He's saying, you know what, the guy can play. So he's got some idea on strategy. But if I cheat, I can make him into something bigger. And you know what we can do? We can make lots of money. But let's not teach people that they need to earn it. Let's knock Bobby Fischer out of the saddle. It's kind of, do you remember when Mark McGwire hit his 62nd, you know, or whatever home run, 61 and 62nd, and I got it up to the high 60s? And the dude went from being an ordinary dude around 5'10", maybe 210 pounds, to being 5'10 and 245 pounds of rock muscle. And what about Barry Bonds? See, now we live in a time when people want to take the easy way out. To be a 19-year-old chess prodigy doesn't require you to know chess. It requires you to figure out how to scheme. That's where we are. And that's why I say this story is a metaphor for leftism. Because chess is one of those things. I admire chess. I wrote a piece one time. It was my resume cover letter. And I titled it, Four Moves to Checkmate. And you know why I wrote it? I said, when it comes to selling and understanding the strategy of business, I feel like a chess prodigy. Now, let me explain. I went on to say, when I'm playing chess with somebody who really knows how to play and they say four moves to checkmate, I think to myself, how do you know? I might do something crazy. And you know what that prodigy says to me? I know. You already are. Because I'm not that good. I don't see the moves. But when it comes to selling and understanding the motivations of a company and a corporation, I'm a prodigy. And I understand that the same way that a chess prodigy knows he's four moves to checkmate no matter what you do. He's looked at your strategy. He understands you. And he's saying, I got you. And a guy, he told me one time, he says, that's the best cover letter, Kevin, I've ever read. And I go, but it's the truth. So I was willing to earn it in business. But I'm not going to cheat you in chess. If I lose in chess, I lose. Because you're the better player. But we don't do that anymore. That's not what we teach. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Sinohawk Holdings Agreement, except it's got a different company name.
Yeah.
What is this?
Interesting. So that document is exactly the same document as Sinohawk Holdings LLC. And it appears that Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and the Biden family literally copied the same document down to typos, as you said, the serial number, and they removed Oneida Holdings, which was the Delaware LLC that represented Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, myself, Rob Walker, and James Gillier. And Hunter and his lawyer, George Mazeres, replaced it with Owasco, which was Hunter Biden's law firm or business that he operated. So he effectively swapped out an entity that he owned 20% of to a business that he owned 100% of, which is fraud.
So why would he do that?
a lot of detail. We don't, you know, have
to understand, but basically,
at a high level, in July 2017, the Chinese CFC had not funded the $10 million. I was extremely frustrated. The Bidens claimed or presented to be frustrated. I got calls from Jim Biden. He was ready to call the Chinese directly and say the Biden family's pulling out of a deal. All well documented in text messages, WhatsApp, and emails. And I didn't know this at the time, but apparently around that same time, Hunter Biden and his lawyers basically removed Oneida, put Owasco, his law firm, in that, and replace that in that document, getting prepared to basically divert that money into BYZ Holdings.
So they were shafting you without your knowledge, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's called fraud, yeah.
And this is, I mean, I don't see any other explanation for this, do you?
I'm sure you can reach out to the Biden family and get comment from them.
But calls right now. Okay, so this is, just this alone seems to me enough to spur a criminal investigation by the FBI into what apparently is fraud.
I know, folks, surprise, surprise, fraud in the Biden camp. That's their partner, and I don't know if you, I'm sure you were smart enough to catch it, but he's essentially saying they forged documents so that Hunter, and his family would go from 20% ownership to 100% ownership. And here's what's interesting. When they copied the documents, the cut and paste, it has the same typos and everything else. They just changed the names of a document to form a new corporation so they could ace out Tony Bobulinski, the partner who was actually putting the deal together. That is the Biden family. That is leftism. That is what Democrats do. Again, welcome. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to move on because to Tucker's point, yes, this is an easy investigation. It's easy to see that they were trying to defraud a partner. Now, I don't know all the legal wranglings around it. Did Tony Bobulinski actually lose something? I don't think the deal went through. So maybe that's the reason why there's been no action on it. But just the idea that these are the types of people we were looking at that are in power, that are looking for a way to sell us out. Not just a little bit, but a lot. Once they figure out they're in control, then they know they can take advantage of you, then they say, okay, let's get rid of you. Unbelievable. Now, let's move on. The same group, the Joe Biden team, that has weaponized the DOJ against Donald Trump, has sent FBI in to seize records from Donald Trump. We now know that they have seized privileged records. You know why you know that they did? Because they say they potentially did it. Which means they did it. Those documents they claim were then separated from the FBI's criminal investigators. Well, where did they go? Well, you think that the Biden administration, in cahoots with the Department of Justice, specifically an FBI that was part of the coup that got rid of Donald Trump, what do you think they did with that data? You think that it was no big deal? Oh, Kevin, come on. You know, it's all fair. You know, the FBI is going to treat him okay. The revelation, they say, was contained within a newly unsealed late August filing by the DOJ following a Monday court order from Eileen Cannon, the Florida judge overseeing much of the case. The DOJ filing made a distinction between the case team investigating Trump and the privilege review team filtering out records that may be subject to attorney-client privilege or other privileges claims made by the former president. So they took everything and then said, okay, we got it all. Now let's go through it and then we'll say we'll pick what you should see and what you shouldn't see. Kind of reminds me of somebody when she was asked for her emails. And instead of sending all the emails over and saying, here's what I did, she says, you know what? I deleted some that I know were none of your business. 33,000 of them. Well, then, when WikiLeaks found those emails, you know what we found? Many of those emails were indeed the nation's business. They showed of deals that Hillary Clinton was striking to enrich her family and her family's legacy by way of the Clinton Global Initiative. That's what we found. We found that these were people who were angling to use America for their own personal benefit and use their money that people donated for real causes so that the family could travel around and spend millions of dollars in travel and leisure, things that we would never get away with, nor would we even want to do. You know what I hear most often from conservatives when we talk about charitable things? They say, Kevin, I really want to make sure that I stay at cheap places, I don't eat meal. I do everything I can to make sure the majority of the money goes into the cause. Anyway, this is this unprecedented raid that is completely not necessary. And what do we find? More shenanigans by the DOJ. That's what we find. Now, I want to move on because we're covering a lot here. The Supreme Court has gotten involved because Trump is saying there's stuff that they shouldn't be looking at all. There are things that have been excluded because I, as president, could do that. There's all kinds of angles to this. And I never want people to lose sight of the very clear picture of this. Donald Trump could declassify as president whatever he chose. It's as simple as him saying, I'm doing it. I'm taking it. And what the Democrats are doing is saying, you know what? We're going to prove to you that we can do whatever we want, even with the knowing that Donald Trump has done this. The same. Look, go look at Barack Obama's warehouse where he's keeping stuff that he wants to put into archives. Go look at, find out what he's covering up. All the scandals. All the things that he says, I don't want any notes on this, I want nothing. Joe Biden won't even let you see all of his Senate records, much less his VP stuff. These people are incorrigible. If you're expecting some sort of redemption, don't hold your breath, blue boy. It's not going to happen. When we come back, we're going to talk more about SCOTUS and Mar-a-Lago.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is increasing food stamp benefits in response to rising inflation. Monthly SNAP allowances are going up by 12.5%. That's about $100 per month for a family of four. The price of oil is expected to jump after OPEC Plus announced they plan to reduce production of oil by 2 million barrels a day. On board Air Force One, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese shares one thing the administration thinks will bring prices down.
What we believe needs to happen, consistent with market principles, is that the energy companies need to reduce retail prices to reflect the price that they're paying for the wholesale gas.
Republicans argue that oil companies are not price gouging and the Biden administration needs to ramp up domestic oil production. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we talked about the FBI's illegal raid of Mar-a-Lago, the weaponization of the FBI, and nothing's changed. Oh, you know what? Before we go back into that, I wanted to... segment we got? I want to play this. Look, it has nothing to do with anything. Oh, I know what it was. A woman defines the role of a man. Should we play that? Because it really is its own separate thing. No, okay. So you want to play the Kayleigh McEnany? Okay, we can do that. So we're going to play a Kayleigh McEnany quote on Fetterman and crime in general. Because remember, I was telling you guys that crime is a critical issue. It's the number two issue, and. The Democrats want to act as if they're not soft on crime. So here's the Kayleigh McEnany talking about this.
John Fetterman wants to eliminate open carry so you can't carry a gun. You're in a high crime area. You want to protect your family. Your gun's gone. But he's the lone vote to commute a man's sentence who murdered a woman with a pair of scissors. He was convicted for that. This is just one example of many with John Fetterman. So the scissor guy who murders someone, he's free, but we're taking your gun. It makes absolutely no sense, and people realize that. It's not just John Fetterman, though. It's Mandela Barnes. You look at him, he's now trailing Ron Johnson because of the issue of crime.
Did we already play that on another show? I felt like we'd play that. But it doesn't matter. It fits because I went through all the different things a while back about, how Biden fares in each of these areas. And crime was one that's a big deal. And I'm telling you, this raid on Mar-a-Lago is backfiring. And now we have the Supreme Court Justice. I think it was Justice Thomas, they said, that issued this. But they said the Supreme Court has set a deadline for the DOJ to respond to Trump's request to reverse an appeals court ruling that halted a decision to allow a special master to review these documents. Because I think what Trump is saying is, I don't trust this DOJ. They could do whatever they want. They could modify. They could do. This is not a friendly group of people towards me. I want nothing to do with them, and I want a special master. And you would think, why would a lower court not even want him to have that? So they said, they would review the documents marked as classified that were obtained by the FBI during the raid. And Justice Thomas, who has jurisdiction over the appeals court, he's the one who gave the DOJ a week to get this done. So I I applaud the SCOTUS court. And let me tell you, Democrats are so afraid of this court. And I come back yet again, folks, to the Ninth Circuit, various other courts that have been riddled with leftists. And now Donald Trump put in a whole new slew of federal judges in 4 years, and it's already made a difference. Look at the difference this Supreme Court has made. The Democrats are so afraid. And I'm going to tell you, I'm still not overwhelmed that, you know, I know it. I don't feel like we have 6-3. I know we don't. And I will tell you this, knowing that the cheat occurred, think about this. The second term, Trump, would have been 7-2. How many more federal judges would we have appointed? District judges. What an opportunity lost in the big coup. I had spoken earlier in the first hour about how it must feel to be a Democrat. And there's two ways of looking at it. There's one that says you have your ideology and it's not working, and people recognize that it's not working. So you have that to deal with, right? You know, the election of Joe Biden. Who could feel proud about that? Seriously. Joe Biden's son, Hunter. What Democrat could feel proud about that? What they did to weaponize the DOJ. Look, if you hate America, or you think this is, that it's okay to do what they did to Trump, shame on you, because it can be done to you too. And I could go on. We could go policy position. You want to look at inflation. You want to look at crime. You want to look. Remember the list that I talked about earlier. All those different things that Joe Biden is losing in. But he's also losing in things like racial inequality. He's losing in climate change. He's losing in abortion. Things that Democrats are used to winning. So when you look at it from just that side of things, and you say to yourself, it's one thing, you know, to be a Democrat and have to, you can't even defend the nonsense of your side. That's how bad it is. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But now let's shift gears. You look at everything that Trump did. There's three sides to this. I'm going to get to the third one in a second. You look at what Trump did. Comes in, he upends the whole political system, cleans up the Republicans to a degree, at least exposes the rats and the scoundrels, the Georgia, what's his face, that was married to Trump's former Carrie Ann, what's her name? Anyway, that guy. You've got Trump just decimating the power system. You've got Trump then coming in and saying, I'm going to start right away, solving problems. I'm going to get this stuff out. I do understand the English language. I'm just a little loopy right now. But he's solved problems, so he saves Carrier, takes out all this onerous legislation, gets trillions of dollars back to employers, who in turn give raises and so on and so forth, bonuses. He gets our trade deficits in order. I mean, I could go on literally for an hour talking about all the great things and the ramifications of what Trump did. And all the while this is going on, he's hated, despised by the left, despised by the rhinos on the right, who are nothing more than leftists, but he's still getting it done. They keep jumping on his legs. They're jumping on his back. They're punching him in the stomach. And you know what he's doing? He's walking him down the field towards the goal line. There's nothing they can do. You as a conservative, you can look at almost every piece of legislation Trump did, where he said, for everything you want to put into government, I want two things removed from it. You remember when he did that? Trump didn't lower the deficit, but it was only because the Democrats screwed him over with Wu Flu. This is a guy they introduced a Chinese bioweapon, all so they could torpedo the economy and get Donald Trump. And even in doing that, when he lost, who's the winner? Donald Trump still. You know what he did? He said they were fake news. He said they were liars and scoundrels. It's been proven. And even in his deposed state, as the de facto president of the United States, he remains more powerful today than he was when he was serving. Now, you may argue, oh, Kevin, it's, you know, it's light, it's not shining, it's bright, or whatever. I say nonsense. Donald Trump is the most talked about guy in the media, bar none. Bar none. Then he starts his own social media site. I'm not a fan, but he's doing something. He's still acting. He's the single largest fundraiser. He's still doing events. I'm going to be at one on Sunday, probably. You get what I'm saying? All this is going on. And then there's the third piece. So the Democrats have been ineffective. Donald Trump, if you look at his record, was completely effective. And now the DOJ has targeted him. They have done things to him that are unprecedented, that never should have been done to a former president, especially one with a stellar record as clean as his are. This guy is as cleaner than a preacher's sheets. And yet they target him. And you know what happens? Every single time they lose. They lose faith. People have lost faith in the FBI. They've lost faith in the DOJ. But you know what they do? They gain more and more of an understanding of why Trump said, has did what he did and says what he says. And yes, it is tedious. It is tedious. You get sick of hearing the same thing from Trump. But at the same time, that's what works. Donald Trump, look, I'm not here to be a cheerleader. I promise you I'm not. But it's practical stuff. I'm going to talk in the next segment about of quite a few things. But, you know, Britain going broke and all these woke people and the outcome of woke. And what Donald Trump has done is wake people up. They call us racist. He says, you're the race. He effectively pushes everything back on him. It reflects back on him like the sunlight, like this beaming light that you know, very focused, almost like a laser. It just poof, they vanish into thin air. Look at all the things that Joe Biden and his team have tried. I was talking about this the other day. They called us ultra MAGA, as if that's a bad thing. They talk about the MAGA wing of the Republican Party, as if that's a bad thing. And you know what it did? It energized people. We were buying ultra MAGA stuff. We were semi-fascist. We joke about it. We laugh about it. People call you racist. You're like, who cares? Shut up. You're fighting back. I've never, repeat folks, never seen the level of resolve that I've seen in Republicans to right now. Never. Nothing close. Now, you can't get more resolve than I have, but I'm talking about you. Because many of you, let's admit it, you are weak-kneed sissies. And Donald Trump strengthened you. You don't have to even have liked him to say, you know what he did, he gave me courage. Ted Cruz, I heard him the other day, Ted got courage from Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. Glad you're with me. A couple quick things. Britain's apparently going broke. They were going to institute a tax cut. Prime Minister Liz Truss was defending, but then they abolished a 45% rate paid on income over $166,770. 45%. That's not a lot of money for you to have to pay 45%. And Britain is going through the same economic problems that France is suffering from, where people that make 150 grand, which seems like a lot of money, but it isn't. You can't live in the best parts of Paris. So now the poor people are occupying the buildings that the middle class can no longer occupy. It's the craziest thing. Again, welcome, Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm not going to take you through all of this except to say they're apparently scrapping it because it's down to political optics. And they say it will not reassure market skittishness over its economic plan. The market here in America had two good days, but don't feel vindicated. Don't feel like, oh my goodness, Joe Biden's policies are working. It's still upside down from when Donald Trump was president. In other words, it's less. And I'm going to tell you what I said at the time, because people think I'm sort of stock market guru, but I'll tell you, I'm not. I told everybody, feast during the time of Donald Trump. You're not going to see a market like that for quite some time unless he was reelected. When he got cheated, I said, though, you can live on the muscle memory of Trump for 3 to 6 months, but at some point you're going to get a sign to sell. And don't think that the market's dipping and then it's just going to creep back up in a few weeks. It's going to dip and dip and dip and dip and dip. And where is it right now? It is at Trump levels. In other words, it hasn't grown. Now, had Trump been in office, I mentioned the stock market would have continued to grow. It would probably be at 36,000 to 37,000. It would be continuing to grow. Status quo. Nobody would have missed anything. But that's not the case. Now, one of the reasons, and I want to get into this as well, the Joe Biden administration scaled back its student loan forgiveness plan a week or so ago, the same day that Republican-led states sued Biden in an effort to block this program from taking place in any case. Borrowers whose federal student loans are guaranteed by the government but held by private lenders are now excluded from receiving debt relief. And oh, by the way, for those of you who aren't aware, you cannot file bankruptcy on your student loan debt. So they say about 770,000 people will be affected by the change. The Department of Education initially, there's no department, it's the Education Department, initially said these loans, many of which were made under the former Federal Family Education Loan Program and Federal Perkins Loan Program, would be eligible for one-time forgiveness action as long as the borrower consolidated his or her debts into a federal direct loan payment. This is when the states revolted. So the department reversed its course. And according to its website, privately held federal student loans must be consolidated before September 9th in order to be eligible for debt relief. Look, I don't know if I want to take you through all the nuances. The states are saying you're trying to saddle us with the actual debt of student loan of this borrowing program. And even though they've eliminated a lot of people who are even now eligible for this loan forgiveness, is what they call it, but it's nothing more than a boondoggle. It's nothing more than an attempt to buy votes. And it also now includes an income requirement. They said, our goal is to provide relief to as many eligible borrowers as quickly and as easily as possible. This will allow us to achieve our goal while we continue to explore additionally legally available options to provide relief to borrowers who with privately owned FFEL loans and Perkins loans. So what they're telling you is first of all, this isn't even legal. While they're implementing the illegal plan, they're going to try to find other legal ways to buy votes. And as I mentioned, they want to do this consolidation program and pass it off to the states. The lawsuit was filed one of them in federal court in Missouri by state attorneys generals from Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, Nebraska, and South Carolina, as well as legal reps from Iowa. Here's what they wrote. In addition to being economically unwise and inherently unfair, the Biden administration's mass debt cancellation is another example in a long line of unlawful regulatory actions. No statute permits Biden to unilaterally relieve millions of individuals from their obligation to pay loans they voluntarily assumed. And as I mentioned, everything that the Biden administration thinks is going to resonate with voters is backfiring. This is yet another. And even they are beginning to see the error of their ways. And more importantly, I don't think they're going to back away from this. They know it's illegal, but they're going to try it anyway. Slap in the face. You know it's illegal, but you're going to do it anyway. I mentioned earlier the SCOTUS cases. I want to delve on that because we're going to run out of time. The Supreme Court starting its new term. The left are afraid to death of the six so-called Republican justices. Well, there's really only five. And let's just say it's four and a half. Because we're still having a little bit of issue with Kavanaugh, and even with the latest female that got, I forget her name. But the Democrats are so afraid of the Supreme Court coming into session, and you should see what's on the docket. Now, there's a story here that talks about five different things that are the big deal. They say 6-3 decisions are possible. But I don't believe that. I think that most of these decisions are going to go down 5-4. They said there's no reason to think in this coming term or any term in the foreseeable future will be any different. On things that matter most, get ready for a lot of 6-3s. Good. I hope that's the case. Amy, isn't that her name? Amy something? It just came to me. They say opponents of the various decisions have a much different opinion, and the dissonance has left the Supreme Court notching historic lows in recent polling on public approval and confidence. Do you care? Do you care what the public believes about the Supreme Court? I don't. You know what I want? I want them protected. And you know what I want most? I want a Republican president, Donald Trump, back into office who will tell you who's next. And when he picks the next one Supreme Court justice, maybe two, because Sotomayor is not in good health, maybe we'll end up with 8-1, 7-2. They say debate over how the court's rightward shift is affecting its institutional health and standing with Americans has even led some justices to trading barely veiled barbs, in public commentary. As the court embarks upon another contentious term, here are the five cases to watch. I'm going to breeze through these quickly because we're out of time. Environment. Supreme Court's first case in the new term involves a major environmental dispute over the federal government's power to protect the nation's waterways under the Clean Water Act. Central question is whether the EPA's regulatory reach extends to wetlands that are not connected to federal waters above ground or are capable of reaching below the surface. I mean, that's getting pretty granular. I don't know if most people know this. You don't even own the water in your bathtub. That water is on loan to you from the government. You can do nothing to interrupt the flow of water. You can't drill your own wells without permission and on and on. So I don't know where this is going to go. Affirmative action, folks, is on the case. Race-conscious admission into higher education. I hope every one of these loses. Enough is enough. Earn your way to college, or you know what? Don't go. Go to junior college. Go to a state school. Go to a correspondence school. There's nothing guaranteeing you an Ivy League education. And by the way, nothing guaranteeing you that an Ivy League education is the best education anyway. So, you know, let's get over ourselves. Election law, coming onto the docket. They said sweeping new powers over how voting maps are drawn and federal elections are conducted. Let me just tell you this after making Beyond the Mules. None of this will matter if we aren't vigilant about what these people are doing. The Supreme Court can't protect you. One other case is going to be about voting rights. And finally, we got another LGBT case on the docket where somebody says, I'm not going to do business with a same-sex couple, not because, you know, anyway, you'll see.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.